This goes to Dr. Daniel Kim, K-I-M, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Eric Altemus, A-L-T-E-M, like Mary, U-S, date of birth 8/10/1952. Dear Dr. Kim, this is a consultation for Mr. Altemus, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. He had two elevated creatinine levels June and August of last year. June 23rd of 23, creatinine was 1.6, estimated GFR 46, and August 21st, 23, creatinine was 1.32, GFR 58. 11/9 of 23, creatinine had improved. It was 1.26, just over 60. 1/30 of 24, creatinine 1.1, GFR greater than 60. 2/14 of 24, creatinine slightly higher again, 1.23, GFR still 60. The patient's not sure if anything significant happened in June and August that would have caused the transient elevation of creatinine. He did not feel that he was especially dehydrated or he was not ill at that time. He has had a liver transplant in 2014 for his previous history of alcohol abuse, hemochromatosis, and hepatitis C. And the hemochromatosis appears to have stabilized and did not return. His liver and the liver seems to be working very well with low doses of immune-suppressing medications. He does complain of having a lot of urinary frequency with nocturia up to four times a night. And he recently had Flomax stopped, although that seems to have made the problem slightly worse. But we do not have a recent kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder to assess the size of the prostate or how well the bladder empties. So that is something we will have done. He denies any cloudiness or foaminess or blood in the urine. No foul odor is noted, but he's wondering if he does have a possible bladder infection. And he has a remote history of kidney stones, and at one point required a kidney stone retrieval done to be able to remove the kidney stone. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness. He did have problem with a syncopal episode, which was thought to be secondary to severe dehydration. But that has resolved as long as blood pressure does not drop too low and as long as he does not become dehydrated, that has not reoccurred. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic shortness of breath with exertion, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have a large hernia, a surgical hernia, after the liver was transplanted in 2014, but there's no tenderness and no problems in that area. No peripheral edema, no claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, depression, anxiety, hemochromatosis, hepatitis C, right bundle branch block, history of a syncopal episode, secondary to dehydration, allergic rhinitis, COPD, secondary to smoking, and cirrhosis, secondary to the alcohol abuse. Past surgical history, he had a liver transplant at Henry Ford in 2014. At that time, they also removed his gallbladder. He also had a remote history of kidney stone many years before the liver transplant. Social history, the patient is currently smoking, but he has quit smoking several times. Recently, he returned to smoking and is not able to quit at this time. He has not used alcohol for greater than 30 years, he reports. And he is single, lives alone, and he is retired. Family history is significant for hemochromatosis, alcohol abuse, liver disease, and Wegener's disease, W-E-G-N-E-R-S disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Topamax, Restoril, and cat hair. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, Wellbutrin, 150 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, Celcept, 500 milligram daily, Prograf, or Tacrolimus is 0.5 milligram once daily, Allegra, 180 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, one spray to each nostril daily, nitroglycerin daily. Fulmax was recently stopped. It was 0.4 milligram once a day. Shantix, 1 milligram daily to help him quit smoking. Zoloft is 50 milligram daily, and Cozar, 25 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 189 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with the midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and are diminished throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. The transplanted liver is palpable. There's a very large surgical hernia without tenderness. Bowel sounds normal, active. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill, peel pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. Sensation intact in the lower extremities. Then labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/14/2024. His hemoglobin is 15.0, normal white count, normal platelets. His ferritin was 95, and iron saturation is 93%. Creatinine 1.23, calcium is 9.6, sodium 140, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.3, 130 of 24, alkaline phosphatase 155, AST 27, ALT is 20. His parathyroid hormone is 51.2 and phosphorus level is 35.3. Assessment and plan, transient elevation of creatinine, current improvement and return to baseline, and two, benign prostatic hypertrophy. We will schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ALMA. He may be able to resume the Flomax, or he may require a urology referral if he has more than 120 mL of urine remaining in the bladder after he empties. We do want to repeat labs with the urinalysis now, and then we'll do them every 3 months thereafter. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.